Well, I first of all would love to know where they got $300 million. The number is dramatically lower than that. For example, the zero emission credit last year cost $44 million. So I don't know where they get their numbers. They get very creative from time to time. But I would argue, of course, that it's not a matter of the where the credit goes, it's where the investment goes. And the investment for Oklahoma is in Oklahoma, $10 billion invested in wind facilities in the state. Just like oil and gas, I don't think questions if an investor wants to come and invest in oil and gas in Oklahoma. We certainly have a lot of foreign companies that are working in oil and gas. We're happy to have them working in all of our states. The same is true in wind. And a lot of our companies are not only big investors in Oklahoma. We do have companies that are from Oklahoma, but more importantly, they're employing Oklahomans and providing cheap electricity to Oklahomans. And so, you know, where the investment comes from, $10 billion, I think if your economy is struggling, you take that investment from wherever you can get it. And, you know, we're proud that our companies represent some of the best utilities and best developers in the United States.
But their claim that a lot of the tax credits, whatever that figure, still goes to a lot of out-of-state companies and to foreign companies. Is there anything wrong with that?
I would say there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I don't think Continental Resources would question if an investor wanted to invest in their company, if that investor was outside the state of Oklahoma. The worst thing a state could say is that we will only take investment from within our state. That's not how you grow an economy. The way you grow an economy is to attract investment from outside to grow your tax base and grow your economy and provide more tax resources to your schools and to your public services.
I was listening to the interview, and one of their contentions is that, look, gross production taxes hit us at the wellhead, whether it's oil or gas, but there is no wellhead for, you know, electricity when it comes out of the wind turbines.
Well, I would say that they don't understand the wind business. Certainly these are some folks who get the oil business. They don't understand the wind business. We do pay a production tax. We pay it, unlike oil and gas, we pay it at the local level. It's calculated into our property tax. Our ad valorem tax includes an income component where oil and gas only pays on some of their equipment at the local level. They pay a state production tax. We don't pay a state production tax, but we are taxed on our income and our production at the local level.
So how do you see this fight going on in the legislature? I mean, Hams carries a big stroke, doesn't he?
Well, he certainly does. I mean, he is, he's well-respected in oil and gas. He's done exceptionally well, and personally, I have a lot of respect for what he's been able to do. Bottom line on this issue, Jerry, is that they're wrong on the facts. They've said, we don't pay taxes. We pay a huge amount of taxes. Over $1 billion we will pay into public education over the life of the projects that we have in Oklahoma. A lot of the assertions that they're making, nearly all of them, are incorrect. And so the way I see this fight playing out is we will continue to lay out the facts before the legislature. We're good for Oklahoma. We drive natural gas use. And that's one of the issues they're raising, is that wind hurts natural gas. Absolutely not true. When you add wind, you add gas, you become less dependent on imported coal, and that's good for Oklahoma. That's good for Oklahoma consumers. Oklahoma has the cheapest power in America because of wind and natural gas working together. Wind developers are some of the biggest natural gas customers in Oklahoma. We need to stay the course. We need to support all of the above. Pitting one energy industry against another is unproductive. Oklahoma needs investment. Oklahoma needs to grow its economy. Oklahoma needs to grow its tax base. It can do it with gas and with wind, but fighting one another and saying things about each other that are not true is very unproductive.
Yeah, and the natural gas thing, that was one of the allegations that they made in the interview, that it's hurting natural gas.
And that's absolutely false. What natural gas, with no utility, can run its electricity supply on one fuel. You have to have a combination. When that combination is wind, you get very, very low prices. When you add natural gas, you get high reliability. Together, you get low price, reliability, long-term price stability. That's why wind and gas is the future. The question is, is that going to be the future in Oklahoma? If Oklahoma persists in the path that, Mr. Hamm and his group is pushing, what the state will end up with is losing one of the emerging key energy industries of the next few decades. And, frankly, they will ultimately have hurt themselves. Again, Jerry, we're some of the biggest natural gas customers in Oklahoma. We love natural gas. We love wind and gas. We think it's the future. And we're going to take that message to the legislature.
So where do all of the efforts stand now in the legislature as far as you see to save your tax credits or to remove them?
Well, the most important thing is to remember that in 2015, we came together with the leadership in the House and the Senate and the governor's office, and we agreed to give up two of the three incentives that were available to wind. I will point out that we're the only energy industry that has already been through this process. We've given up more than half of the credits that were available to us a year ago. We were also assured, because the state recognized that wind is good for Oklahoma, it's good for Oklahoma consumers, it lowers prices, and it drives natural gas use, we were assured that the last tax credit, which is the zero emission tax credit, would be in place until 2020. At that point, wind will be the only energy industry in Oklahoma that does not receive a tax credit from the state. We're already on a path to eliminating all of the incentives for wind. I would challenge anybody who wants to throw stones at us to examine their own and, join us. We're going incentive-free in Oklahoma in 2021, and that's an agreement we made with the legislature. They've already taken steps to cut these. I hope, number one, the legislature will continue to recognize the value of wind. Number two, we'll see the value to consumers and to the gas industry of having a diverse energy mix. And then number three, honor the commitments that were made in 2015. More than $1 billion has been invested in the state of Oklahoma since that agreement in 2015. Those investments were made by some of the biggest utilities in America. Utilities who want access to wind, utilities who are buying Oklahoma natural gas, utilities who see Oklahoma as a key part of America's energy future. To keep the business-friendly reputation that this state has, the state needs to honor its commitments. For the record, I'm happy to debate the other side on this issue anytime. Their numbers are wrong, they're exaggerated, and they simply miss the fact that wind is good for gas, it's good for consumers, it's good for Oklahoma.